A Black Executive Perspective now presents Need to Know with the award-winning hyphenated Dr. Nsenga Burton. Dr. Burton, what do we need to know?
Good afternoon and welcome to Need to Know with Dr. Nsenga Burton. I am she. Today I am coming to you to talk to you about a case that is emerging against New Jersey Representative LaMonica McIver, who was present on May 9th at the ICE Detention Center, where Newark Mayor Ross Baraka was initially arrested due to protests that were happening. And there were protests happening at the same time, it means concurrently with legislators who were there to provide oversight because the detention center had been closed and then it had been opened without anyone's notice. So no one knew about it. So they heard about it last minute and they went there to provide oversight and also found that the building had not even had any of their certifications updated, right? So it wasn't really supposed to be inhabitable. And they were using it as an ICE, they being the current administration, were using it as an ICE detention center. So legislatures, including Representative McIver, came there or went there rather to make sure that things were being handled in a way that was within keeping with the Constitution and the legal rights of the detainees. And as you all saw on the news, it was a very tense interaction with ICE agents who were very aggressive towards the mayor and the other legislators. So anyway, I'm gonna land the plane. Ross Baraka was arrested. Representative McIver is now being charged with assault of a ICE police officer. If you look at the footage, she didn't assault him. As a matter of fact, she wasn't arrested on that day. As a matter of fact, they later took her inside the facility and gave her a 1-hour tour of the facility. So, I mean, she wasn't even detained, right? And then they're saying that she was assaulting, but really what she was pushing through the crowd, and she was actually using her elbows. She was not using fists to hit or anything like that. But you can see she's trying to get through the crowd because there's so many people and it's a really tense situation. And then when they're trying to arrest Ross Baraka, they look like they're coming at her. And so she's like pushing them off of her with her elbows, you know, her forearms. So, you know, for people who've been in protest before, it could have gotten much uglier. And I think if she's really, and she's a sizable person, I'll say that too. So I think if she's really trying to hurt somebody, she really could have. And she's from New Jersey. So that and being from New Jersey, I feel like if she really wanted to hurt somebody, she could. So what you need to know is that there is a double standard and it's happening in real time. So they dropped the charges against Ross Baraka, but then they put charges on this Black woman, Representative McIver, who was so dangerous that they actually ushered her into the building and gave her a 1-hour tour and did not detain her on the day of the event, which was May 9th. So what you need to know is that there is a double standard. And this is heightened for me because I just rewatched the documentary Time. And I know that there's a part 2 coming out, and Time is about, you know, this young couple that committed a crime. And for those who haven't seen it, I'm not going to ruin it for you. And how they really had to fight to get out of the judicial system, the prison system, and continue to do so after serving over 20 some odd years, the husband serving over 20 some odd years. So I have a heightened awareness right now as it relates to that. And I also used to work, teach in the prison system in Maryland. But as my grandmother, late grandmother would say, once the man gets his hands on you, it's hard for them to get off, it's hard to get them off of you. That's what she would say. And my fear is for this congressperson, because with the current administration, even though these are trumped up charges, pun intended, there is a real reality that she will go to jail for 10 years and be railroaded. because that happens all of the time. And we've all know about the mass incarceration and the disparities in prison sentencing, and even looking at who gets charged and who doesn't get charged, right? We're going to drop the charges against Ross Baraka, but we're going to put the charges on this Black woman who literally was just trying to move through the crowd. And then when you were coming at her, was just trying to get you off of her because they were actually, you know, touching her. And so what you need to know is that even though we think we have rights, and this is something that Black people always know, this is why we have to have conversations with our children early on, that there's a very high possibility that they will be eroded, or they will be diminished, or they would just be broken in pursuit of political reasons, you know, political goals, you know, which I think is the case with what's happening here. I'm trying to make an example out of a congressperson, right? You know, you know, who has the right, because that's their job. That's their job to provide oversight in these types of situations. And so we elect these officials. We, I mean, go crazy about them doing their job. Do what we paid you for. You work for us, all the things, whatever. And when they show up to do the job, then they are criminalized by the current administration for political reasons. So what I need you to know is that it is not safe out there. One of the reasons that people are, you know, line dancing instead of protesting is because, as we know from all of the decades of protesting, and even before that, if you look at folks like Nat Turner, what happens to you, or what can happen to you when you're Black and protesting? It's dangerous. Even when you're going to do your job somewhere and you have been given authority to do your job by a state, it is dangerous. So I need you to know to be safe, to make good decisions. If you're going to be protesting, know why you're protesting. If you will protest, make sure you protest for people who would be willing to protest for you. Because you are at great peril and at great risk. And it doesn't matter who you are. You can be an unhoused person, or you can be a U.S. congressperson, a state representative. You can be anything. But if you have Black skin, you are a target. That's what I need you to know. You are an easy target. And once, as my late grandmother said, they get a hold of you, it's hard to get them off of you. All right. So tune in next Thursday to Tony and Chris on their wonderful award-winning podcast, A Black Executive Perspective Podcast, which you can get on all of the legitimate, that's media literacy, folks, legitimate platforms, podcast platforms. And you can also tune in and hear from me next week as well. I wish you a wonderful day. Stay strong. And please, whatever you do, stay safe and make good choices.
A Black Executive Perspective.